Here is Flavia from NeuroFM, and I'm sitting now in the Lantern Center, and I'm joined by...
I'm Brother Michael Murray, one of the Christian Brothers, still left in Sing Street, the famous iconic school in Dublin. And now the old building is dedicated to the service of the newcomers to Ireland, to the migrants, to immigrants, to folk groups. So that building is now still serving education, but more to the new communities. The history is 152 years old this year, and it has been a school. It was a school for most of that time, and it would be well known as a school. Many illustrious past pupils. Then new buildings were provided for the education, so it became vacated. And 7 years ago, we moved in to this building in order to provide the service as a hospitality, basically, to groups that are making a home in Ireland. It's called the Lantern Centre after that great lady, the Venerable Nan O'Nagle, who founded the Presentation Sisters. And back in the early 19th century, when she returned from France, she saw the abject poverty of the people of Cork, and she spent all her energies and her resources providing education and hospitality for them. And she used to go around with a lantern because the streets were dark, finding those who were homeless, those who needed help. So she is the lady of the lantern in that tradition. There's the lantern in many traditions, but that's what we mean by it. It's in the spirit, or in the way it was used by those who knew of the work of Nan O'Nagle.
And what is going to happen here on Culture Night?
Well, we have over 50 groups use the centre, so it's multicultural. But we would like to make it intercultural. So we're delighted that Dublin City Council has organised Culture Night so that we can get an opportunity as a multicultural group to come together and have an intercultural night. So even though we'll be big in diversity of dance, music, song from many nations, many foods, many costumes, we are one people as humans, and we're intercultural and we feel connected. And this is one of the nights that we set aside especially to celebrate our connectivity.
And can you give a couple of examples about what kind of events?
One of the rooms we'll have a program from 6 o'clock in the evening until 10 o'clock. We start off in a religious vein with some the Bajan singers. We'll do some prayers in Hindu there. Followed then by a Mexican group, followed by a Latvian group. A little bit of a rest then with some Shivam yoga, followed by an Estonian dancers, some salsa dancing, and then ballet from Bolivia, a very energetic Slovakian folk group, Ostroja. The Latvians, their choir and their music school is here, so they will have dance, they'll have music and choir. And we have a jazz singer then, Joan Shields. She leads us in a sing-along. And throughout the night, anyone who wants to join in a very energetic drumming session, they can do so behind closed doors. And we'll close then at 10 o'clock. Throughout we'll have food, and there'll be information desks related to all of the groups that use the centre. So it should be a great night. Hope the weather is good.
After Culture Night, what have you got coming up in the next months?
Well, coming up, we're looking... we have an agenda to really make Ireland a society that's inclusive and welcoming of diversity. In fact, our policy is dare to be different, because the more different we are, the richer we are. So coming to celebrate 2016, we want a proclamation for a new Ireland, for a new people, or people that are as compassionate and more compassionate than they were in the past. So we'll be planning towards a celebration of the 1916 celebrations. We also will continue... we'll continue with our current programme, but we're specifically giving thought to how can we make a welcome for our Syrian brothers and sisters when they reach our shores. We can't do much, but we shall do everything we in our power to give them a home here.
And also you have a range of activities, weekly activities.
We have services, like we have a very interesting international women's support group every Tuesday morning here, where women who have that in common, they're migrant women, they come together to support one another. There are free English classes, three mornings a week, and we have a counselling service for those that have been traumatised by torture and having to flee their own countries. So they're the services that will continue here.